B'chayres, Perakei Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah continues the dinim of the Isser to be shoychit a behema, that's royal karbonis, in order to be maturit al yidei amum. So the Mishnah says a different case. Hoye b'chor roitfoy. Nebuchad is a yid that's being chased by a behema, a bal kedushas b'chor. The b'chor is roitfoy. U'ba'otoy, he kicks the animal. Or he does something else in self-defense of also by mum. We don't look at that as being matl by mum, that the Yisrael was mezalzel l'kachim, he was even alive, and therefore we matter him, and we matter the behem al tzbal mum. Now the Mishnah introduces another dinner. The Mishnah starts talking about another dinner. We need to make an introduction. The Mishnah is assuming, the Gemara speaks this out, that a koyin is nechshad. Kahanim are nechshad on mumen of b'chayus. Meaning, there's a problem. Firstborn behem is born to a Yisrael, to a farmer. He gives it to a kohen. The kohen could either shecht it right away, or he could be megadol it, grow to a bigger size, and then shecht it for a carbon. So the problem is that it costs a lot of money, and it's a tircha, and he has a revach right away of not having to eat it as a carbon. He could eat the whole behemah. He could use the whole behemah. That's psulei megdashim. It's a lot more lucrative than eating it as a carbon, which has to be eaten b'toch a day and a half. So, Mamela, the kahanim is certainly nechshad al tzu revach mamoini to bimatl mumin b'b'chayim, which, like we said before, is an issur gomor. L'maisa, the Rishonim are not so clear if the chshad is taka al tzu mumin or the chshad is al tzu tircha. With one very important distinction. If it's al tircha, what's the big deal? The Yisrael has a b'chor. He gives it to a kohen. Let the kohen shecht it right away. What's the tircha? He has to raise it. He has to grow it. He has to shecht it right away for a korban. That is. We could be talking about b'chor becoming a balmum b'zman hazeh. B'zman hazeh, there's no choice but to allow it to graze until it will find its own way to a mum. So that's more problematic, and that the kohen maybe would be next shot. So the shaila is whether this din is a din also be meha bayis, when the carbon could be shechted, or it's only a din bizman hazeh. Because of that, Chazal instituted, certainly bizman hazeh, maybe bizman hamikdash, that all b'chayrim, we need to have edus, that the mum was not man-made, it was not made on purpose, but it was made because of natural circumstances, or even like the case of the Reisha, where it was nobody's fault that the b'chor received a became a bal mum. Mishnah says, "Kol hamumin haruyin love bidei adam." All mumin that are caused bidei adam. That means certain mumin you can see it happened naturally. Certain mumin, it's not clear. Maybe somebody did it. So in that case, we have to be chayshish. Royim Yisrael nemonim, shepherds that are Yisraelim. They're not kehanim. They're nemonim because the Yisrael is never nechshad to have personal benefit from the b'chor. The b'chor can only be to kehanim. It's only given to kehanim. So the shepherds will only have that negius if they're kehanim. So a roi Yisrael is nemon. The roim kehanim enem nemonim. They're chashudim l'shaker. Rabban Shimon Yamli Alayman, nemon hu. The koyin is nemon al shol chaveru. Even a roi koyin is nemon on somebody else's carbon, on somebody else's b'chor. Ve'ene nemon al shol atzma. He's not nemon on his own b'chor. Now this is the kula of Rabban Shimon Gamliel. The Tanakama Kanira holds that it's not totally in whether he himself is, that's his carbon. A koyin b'chlal, a shaykh to b'chayim, and he could have benefit from this animal, could be given to him, so therefore he's also. Now what happens for a roye koyin, that's a roye that's employed by Yisrael? So a lot of the Rishonim say that Rav Shimon Gamliel will argue there also, and he'll say the same way a kohen is neman for someone else's b'chor. So a roye Yisrael that's watching for Yisrael, what does that have to do with him, the b'chor? You're right, theoretically it'll be given to him, but it's not his b'chor. So therefore it's mutter. The Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam holds that l'maisa, if he's a kohen is also. Over here, the point is that the b'chor was already given to kohen A. So kohen B is neman on the mum of kohen Hayes b'chor. Remeyo imer hechoshed al adavar. We had this earlier in the Masechta where the Mishnah put down that somebody who's a nechshad on one thing is not neman on something else. The Mishnah is repeating that din. Remeyo says hechoshed al adavar loydonoi. Anybody who's choshen on a certain thing, be it trumis, maisvis, the Mishnah listed off earlier a whole bunch of things. The halach is that he's not neman legabi that thing. The reason why the Mishnah brings down Ramey over here, because Ramey is saying legabi this din. Koyhanim on echshodim on bechor. That's a principle. We started with that. If that's true, it's true even when we don't know of any personal negis. He's an echshod on this area in halacha. Koyhanim on echshodim on hatolas mumin in bechor. So Mela Koyin is never neman with that. He's arguing, obviously, on Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Bechor is not arguing on the Chachom, but the Gemara Lamaisa does have, with Brises, that there is a machloikis. Remeir holds that since this area in Halacha is a Dovah Sheyesh Bechshodim, Eid Echad is never neman. You need to aid him, even a Yisrael is possible outside Eid Echad. Not sure where the Gemara sees it in the Mishnah. Where the Mishnah is saying, HaChosher al Dovah, L'chad that's going on Kehanim, not an Eid Echad Yisrael. The Gemara understands that an Eid Echad Yisrael is possible L'Eidus Bechor, you need to aid him. Whereas the Tanakhama doesn't necessarily argue on that. We have to point out one more point, and that is the Gemara brings a concept called goimlim. Goimlim means where a person is nechshad on something, but normally a person is only nechshad because he has revachim. Over here, l'chayre, for a different koyin, what revachim does the koyin have? That means according to the Tanakhama, that every koyin is a nechshad b'chayin, remei also. What's takad chshad? And the Gemara explains that kehanim, it's like a one hand washes the other type of concept, that a koyin could be makel in his own mind, he could be mayrehetalatzmoy, because his negius is that the other kohen will look out for him. I'll get him a bechor, he'll get me a bechor, and with that, there's a goimlin that they pay each other back by being made. Therefore, they're not nemonim. Mishnah Hey. What we just had in the Mishnah Dalet paints a very not pretty picture. That kehanim on echshodim. Obviously, we're talking about echshash dakum and adaka kehanim. The day before Chanukah, Kal Yidei Koyanecha, Agdoshim, V'chol Shmoinas. So you're talking about Heilig Yidin, but there's some type of chshad on some type of minuscule level. That's only a chshad when it comes to creating the mum. But there's another issue that could be at play. A Bechor is shechted, and a Koyin has Bosa of a Bechor, and the shaila is whether the Bechor was a Baal Mum. On that, we don't say that the Kahanim on Nechshodim, Chas V'Sholom, Teshech, the Behemoth, with Kedushas Karbonis, that was a Tmimo, that was Roy Lakrova, to say that he Shechted it, and he claimed that it was a Balmum, that Avadanat. The ramification of that would be that you wouldn't be allowed to eat Bosor Bechor, because you wouldn't be allowed to believe him, and Bosor Korban that Shechted outside of the Beis HaMikdash, of course, is also Bachilo. And therefore the Mishnah says, Nemon ka koyin loy meheresi b'chor zeh. The koyin is certainly nemon to say that I showed this b'chor to a mumche, u'bal mumhu, the mumche paskin, you need that psak like we learned earlier. So Mela, with that psak, it was mutter and I shechted it. He's definitely nemon to that. Hakoyl nemonim al mumme ha-maiser. Another place, the Mishnah jumps, and another place where we find the concept of behemoth that had kedusha, and it becomes a balmum, and the balmum is moitzi et midei kedusha as korbanus, and therefore becomes sulam zoshim and could be eaten, is by maisa behemoth. Maisa behemoth is not given to kahanim. They count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Assyria kodesh goes through the doorway. We'll learn a mitzvah shem the end of the mesechta, and with that it becomes roi lakrovo. If it's a balmum, obviously it's not. Now, there should be over every bailum, it's a shod, you're losing 1/10 of your animals, there should be a chshad. And the reason why there's not a chshad is because the guy has a migu. He could always take all his animals and inflict some type of minimal mum, where it won't lower the quality of his livestock, but it will make them into bali mum, and then nothing will pass muster as a carbon. So if he could do that, so then you can believe anybody. He has a pushed the way out. And he's not even going to be either the issue of being matl mum bekotchim. He'll do it before the 10th animal becomes kodesh. All of the animal that are getting ready to go through the pen for ma'aseh behemah, when they're still chulin, it'll be matl mum. There's no issue in that. Bechor shenismes enoy, a bechor that has a serious mum in the eye that damages its vision. Shenikta yodoy, its leg is cut off. Shenishbra raglay, it's broken. Yodei raglei behemah, of course, refers to the two front, the two back. Harezi yishochet al pishloisha b'nei knesses. you don't need major mumchias for these type of mumin, because a broken leg, a layman could diagnose. Usually, when a person breaks his leg. So for that, it could be any three people could sit as a bezdin, an ad hoc bezdin. B'nei Knesset means any three reasonable people. Rabbi Yisrael, afilu yesham esem ushloisho, lo yishochet el api mumcha. The dinim that we had earlier in the Masechta, where you need a mumcha that has Kabbalah's heter from the Nasi, from the Reish Galusa, that's a special takana that they put into place, even where it's a no-brainer, where the mum is mamish nothing, they made that, that's a takana miyuchedus, and therefore you can't be matri without that.